If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
Whoop. Make me say my, my, my.
I done been around the world.
Yeah, I was made for this.
Player Performance with J.A. Cavalier.
Welcome back to another episode of Player Performance. I am J.A. Cavalier, your favorite capper's favorite capper. Go ahead, smash the like button. Be sure to subscribe to the channel. We give away $200 Amazon gift cards every week on this show. Come Christmas time, you guys know we give anywhere from 10 to 20 gift cards away. We're going to get into NFL Week 13 in just a second. Free picks and leans. But first, let's recap Week 12 with Tessa Hall.
Back it up.
One more time.
All right, let's see that again.
Here's your NFL Week 12 recap. Someone checked Jordan Love's turkey for pets. The Cowboys choked out the Commanders on Turkey Day. Hawks fans claiming Geno is better than Brock are feeling hurt. Turns out Tim Boyle wasn't the answer in New York. Minshew mania continues after another Colts win. I'm shocked Bill Belichick even wanted to get on the plane ride back to New England. Matt Canada is gone and there is freedom in the Steelers offense. Will Levis really got Frank Reich fired? That's gotta feel good. All refs should be fired after blowing a critical call for the Texans. Remember when Saints fans thought Derek Carr would solve all their problems? Kyler is back. The Cards might still be tanking. Russ is cooking with fire now. Five straight for the Broncos. Josh Allen can't complain about coin flips after another OT loss. The Antonio Pierce Love Fest is over after another loss to KC. Justin Herbert must wake up every day and curse Brandon Staley's name. A 12-10 Bears win on Monday Night Football pretty much sums up primetime football this year.
So no show, obviously, the last 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks ago, as many of you know, I did post it. My father-in-law had passed away in Italy, so I had been on double daddy duties over the last 2 weeks. And then last week, of course, was Thanksgiving. I've still been giving out free picks, posting them every week in the Telegram channel. Most of you are already subscribed to the Telegram channel. I'll post the link below. But listen, when it comes to sports and it comes to sports gambling and you're dealing with someone passing in the family, obviously this is a blip in, you know, in the grand scheme of things. But we'll get right back on track. I know many of you rely on this show week in and week out. We're here. We do it for you guys. We do it for the community. We do it for, you know, out of love. Everything on this show is absolutely free. We're going to be doing this every week the rest of the season. Let's get into NFL Week 13 right now.
Chargers versus Patriots.
Chargers are laying 6. The total is at 39.5. Two extremely cold teams, a lot of question marks. I'm not really interested in either. What I will trust is Stevenson. Ramondre Stevenson, over 61.5 rushing yards. The Patriots still don't know who's going to be playing quarterbacks. Mac Jones keeps getting benched. Bailey Zappi isn't any better. So I'm going to be leaning for a big day on Stevenson. Actually, the Patriots are going to be leaning on Stevenson as well. His last three games, 98, 88, and 87 yards on the ground. 3 weeks ago, he got just 9 touches for those 87 yards. In the last 2 weeks, he's gotten over 20 touches in each game. The Chargers allow 4 yards per carry, 19th in the NFL. Rookie Keaton Mitchell had 64 on the ground against them. The Patriots can't trust either quarterback, so dominating time possession is basically their only path to victory here. It's going to be key. The Chargers have lost time of possession in 2 straight weeks by 3 and 6 minutes. New England's going to get their touches. Stevenson over 61.5 rushing yards.
Lions versus Saints.
Detroit laying 4.5. The total here is at 45.5. Now, the spread's moved the full point and for good reason. I mean, look, I'm all over the Detroit Lions in this spot. I hate laying more than a touchdown, but I have to. 90% of the sharp money is back in Detroit. And like I said, I don't really want to lay more than a field goal, but I'm going to. The team was embarrassed on Thanksgiving. Then they have basically a week off. You have to believe the Lions bounce back in this spot. The Saints are coming off a 9-point loss to Atlanta, lost by 8 the week prior to Josh Dobbs and the Vikings. The simple fact is, New Orleans outmatched in this game. Detroit scoring more than 6 points per game better than the New Orleans Saints. And the naked truth, at some point, the ball's going to have to be in Derek Carr's hands. And I just don't trust Derek Carr to make a play. Remember, Detroit's run D is absolutely legit. fifth in rushing yards total, seventh in yards allowed per rush. Carr is really banged up with his shoulder. He hasn't tossed a touchdown in 2 weeks. Chris Olave, Shaheed, both are going to be injured. Early reports say that they're going to sit out. Michael Thomas, unavailable. So the Saints have no legit threats at receiver. And what are they going to do? You're going to beat you with Kamara and Taysom Hill? I can only look at Detroit in this spot. Give me the Lions and lay the points.
Falcons versus Jets.
Falcons are laying 3 to total. Here is that 34. And I'm on the Falcons in this spot. I mean, this is pretty much just the fate of the Jets offense. The Jets entered this game losing 4 straight. One of those losses has been by one score. The offense has just been abysmal. Tim Boyle, no better than Zach Wilson. And over the last 4 games now, New York is averaging 9 points per game. No touchdowns in 2 games. Atlanta scoring 19. And their last 4, they've averaged 25. Bijan Robinson finally implemented as the lead back in the system. He's been coming alive. In the last 2 weeks, Robinson has 3 touchdowns, over 100 all-purpose yards in both games. New York's pass defense is good, but they rank 31st in total rushing yards, allow 4.2 yards per carry. Atlanta's going to control the clock, dominate time of possession, not put Ridder behind the sticks. The Falcons do just enough to get this one done. I'm going to call this one Atlanta wins 21-13.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. 3 NFL games for this Sunday. 3 straight, 3 two-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
Cardinals versus Steelers.
Steelers are laying 5.5. The total here is at 41.5. So the total opened up at 39.5. It's been bet up to 41. And I do co-sign the movement. I'm on the over in this spot. The Steelers fired Matt Canada. Things are starting to click. And for the first time in 59 games, they went over 400 yards. And look, if you put up the yards, the points are going to follow. The Cardinals have the 31st ranked defense. They allow 27 points per game. That's the perfect scenario for Pittsburgh. The Steelers settled for 3 field goals last week, also fumbled inside the 15. That's all correctable and should be fixed against Arizona, a defense that ranks 23rd in red zone defense. 59% of all red zone drives against the Cardinals end up as touchdowns. Kenny Pickett, season high last week. Warren and Harris rushed for over a buck 40. Also on the other side with Kyler back, a couple games underneath his feet. Points should come in abundance against 2 struggling defenses. Give me the over 41.5 Cardinals-Steelers.
Dolphins versus Commanders.
Dolphins are laying 9.5. The total here is at 49.5. And I'm leaning Dolphins in this spot. I probably would have gotten there if this game was being played in Miami. But on the road, I'm not going to lay double digits. What I am going to do is take my top prop. And this is not just my top prop. This is also going to be my best bet for the show. Tyreek Hill, anytime touchdown. It's been extremely profitable all season long. Hill scored in 9 of 11 games, 10 touchdowns already this season, scored in 5 of his last 6. Hill is Tua's favorite target. It really isn't close. The Cheetah has 120 targets this season. Next closest man, 75. That comfort shows in the red zone as well. Tyreek has 65 of the reception percentages. He gets over 56% of the targets. Next closest receiver gets just 26. Tua can hit Tyreek from deep. We all know that this can get legs. But he also is looking for Tyreek, and he's also searching for him close to the goal line as well. And against the Commanders, who've allowed 7 passing touchdowns last 2 weeks, I love this spot for Tyreek. Give me the Tyreek Hill anytime touchdown. Not only my top prop, but also my best bet for the show.
Broncos versus Texans.
Texans are laying 3.5. The total is up to 47.5. And this game just screams over. You have 2 very like-minded teams. Denver's had one of the worst defenses all season long. Now their offense is finally starting to come alive. Denver ranks 29th in total points allowed. Last 4 games, they've scored 21 or more in each of those games. The Texans are pretty much the same. They've given up a chunk. They've allowed an average of 26 points per game the last 4 weeks, and their offense has also been explosive enough to get it back. They've scored nearly 28 points a game over the last 4 weeks. Stroud's just been going nuts on the NFL. He's gone for 470, 356, 336, and 304. He's thrown for 10 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. This is all over the last 4 weeks. And now he gets a Denver Broncos defense that allows the 8th most passing yards, 3rd most total yards. Expect explosive plays. There's going to be a ton of points in this one. Give me the over in the Broncos-Texans.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on whylose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.
Panthers versus Buccaneers.
The Bucs are laying 5.5. The total here is at 36.5. And I'm on the under in this spot. Look, the total opened up here at 38. Since then, the Panthers fired their head coach and their offensive play caller. The Panthers' offense, it goes without saying, is just really bad. Less than 2 touchdowns in 4 straight games. In their lone win this season, they put up just 15 points. They ranked 29th in total scoring. The Bucs' defense, on the other hand, at least they're middle of the pack, top 15 in defensive scoring. They allow about 20 points a game. And I doubt Carolina hits anything close to that. The Bucs are also struggling on offense as well. They've averaged 18 points a game. Baker comes into this one banged up, 199 yards passing last week. The Bucs can't win if they don't run the ball. And luckily for them, they should be able to run the ball in this spot. Rashad White went for 100 yards on the ground last week. Carolina allows the 8th most rushing yards. Should be a run-heavy, quick game, low on points. Give me the under to post a total in this spot. Now, if you wanted to put it together a nice little same-game parlay, I prefer the Tampa Bay Bucs money line. I don't want to lay 5.5. Obviously, the Bucs are the better team in this spot. But sometimes young guys get fired up after their head coach gets fired. It's more like a we'll show you type of thing. I just don't think the Panthers have the firepower on offense. I would take the Bucs in a same-game parlay with the under. I wouldn't lay the 5.5.
Browns versus Rams.
The Rams are laying 3.5. The total here is at 39.5. And look, this is just an easy play on the under. The Browns' offense is pretty much useless. Combined 15 points last 2 games. And Cleveland might have to start Joe Flacco. Yeah, Joe fucking Flacco. The guy's been sitting on his couch for over 2 weeks ago. Now he may start against this Rams defense. Good luck. The Rams held Kyler and the Cardinals to 14 points. They allowed 16 and 20 2 weeks prior. The Rams team is just different from years past offensively as well. This isn't the same old Rams. 16th in scoring. Stafford has been taking a major step back, and he has gone under 230 yards passing in 5 of his last 6 games. He's thrown at least 1 interception in 4 straight. The one thing about the Browns, and the Browns do well, is defense. Number 1 overall, allow 19 points a game, which is 7th best in the NFL. The under is hit in 2 of the last 3 for LA, 3 straight in this matchup. This is going to make it 4. Give me the under to posted total, Rams-Browns.
49ers versus Eagles.
The 49ers versus the Philadelphia Eagles, obviously the biggest game on the slate this weekend. San Francisco is a road chalk laying 2.5. Total is now at 46.5. And guys, I love the over. I mean, look, you have the team with the best offensive DVOA playing the team with the 7th best offensive DVOA. Philly scores the 3rd most. San Francisco scores the 4th. San Fran's coming in hungry. They're looking for revenge coming off of the loss last year. Remember, they lost Brock Purdy in the NFC Championship and then got abused by the Philadelphia Eagles. Now they have a healthy squad, Debo back, one that scored 31, 27, and 34 the last 3 weeks. Even better, Philly's defense is lacking. They've allowed an average of 26 points in the last 4 games. Purdy is going to tear up the secondary, should be clean from the pocket. The Niners have the 5th fewest sacks allowed in the league. Hurts can't be stopped. Look, the stigma was, if he can't run, the quarterback is trash. But he's been proven that wrong. Lit up the Bills last week. Now he faces a Niners defense that ranks 30th in completion percentage allowed. Hurts is completing over 69% of his passes at home. Philly has gone over in 3 of their last 4. We're going to make it 4 of the last 5. Give me the over the posted total, Niners, Eagles, way over the posted total of 46.5.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Three NFL games for this Sunday. Three straight, three two-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0, or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
That's right. Get to YLose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com. Free picks, stats, trends, scores, odds, and more. That's YLose.com, the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll see you guys back here next week. Remember to subscribe. Drop a like on this episode. Drop a comment below. The best comment's going to win a $200 Amazon gift card. I'll see you guys back here next week to break down the entire card for NFL Week 14. But until then, remember, bet with your heads, not above them.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on YLose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.